My name is August Valgarð Ólafsson, and this is my newsletter for November 2024. I returned earlier this month from making trips to both North Iceland, Akureyri, Tampere, Finland, and Sundsvall, Sweden. All of this went really well. I could say a lot about it, but I'll keep it short. Among highlights is in Tampere, we went did an outreach on the campus as part of our evangelism summit. This was an evangelism summit with Every Nation Europe evangelism team. And we really had a good time on the campus. We saw about 10 people come to faith. I was personally able to do some follow-up with a few people. I made connections, met friends that I met first in this city in 2006. Really good time. And we've seen further salvations from the local team now after the summit. So we are seeing good things happening there in Finland and Tampere. So pray with me for that. In Sundsvall, Sweden, there's an Every Nation church. I was impacted by meeting them, seeing young people being discipled, seeing the love, the Father's love that just flows among them and with Eric, who is leading this. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to spend time with them. It was good to get back home. And now, just to highlight these trips, two highlights. The theme of the summit in Tampere was revival in prayer. I have a sense that God wants to take my prayer life to another place, like to a next level. I'm still processing what that will look like. And like I said, being in Sundsvall, seeing their discipleship with young people, they're probably closest to us in Iceland, culturally wise, so that was encouraging. My full focus now is on Iceland. I've been given priority to some accounting work the last 2 weeks. There's a new accounting system I've been learning how to use. I've had a few bumps, but making progress now. So a few praise reports. Again, thanks for the trips above. Thanks for praying. I was a bit disoriented returning home. I took some time away to pray and rest this week, actually, and that was very good. Corporon is sleeping a little better, and she's doing an impressive job of exercising and looking after her health, so thank you for praying there. For many years, I wanted to start a podcast and a radio show focusing on evangelism and apologetics. Just this morning, I had a fresh idea on that, which will integrate really well with online evangelism. I'll share more about this later, but looking forward to starting this, and I see this as a prayer answer. Praise report for praying into online evangelism, as I was mentioning in the last newsletter. So thank you for standing with me there. John and David have been impacted by a teacher strike for the last month. That strike will end now next Monday. We're thankful that school will start again. At least school will go on until end of February, and hopefully they will settle the dispute and further strikes will be averted before. A few prayer requests, a few main things I'm focusing on now is, again, finishing the accounting work, working on a work visa for Vince Roberts, as mentioned in the last newsletter. I'm teaching evangelism and apologetics to a TS group, DTS group from Skien, Norway, Monday, Wednesday next week. And then finally, I will be starting to spend some time on the university campuses in Reykjavik, having some conversations and talking to people, and then preparing for an ongoing ministry. Finally, we've been praying online with our friends Svet and Jorun for the past 3 years or so. They are both well over 70 years old. He has been in the hospital the last few weeks and is getting weaker. So if you could take some time this week and then next week, just to pray for them. It's been a special gift for us to walk with them in this season, and we care deeply about them. Thank you for standing with me. We are making progress step by step.